Sharks Radio Sunday night with Scott McMeekin after the playoff final, and as expected, it was a battle. It was a full on 60 minutes, but the Sharks have come out on the right end of the 3-1 score, and it sealed the Shark Slam.
Yep.
And the treble is complete.
Yeah, it's a massive relief to at the end of that game, but the feeling of emotion and joy and just so happy and proud of the players that we've managed to complete what we only really thought was possible towards the end of the year. It was one of those things that was in the back of our minds, but we never really talked about a treble and whether it was possible, because it's not really the way we work, you know. It's game by game, shift by shift. But to now have this opportunity to reflect on the season, and like you say, whether you call it a Shark Slam or the treble or whatever, it's just, yeah, massive happy feeling.
And as you said, after yesterday's semi-final, we knew it would be a different kind of game against Billingham, and it was a lot more open, it was end-to-end, it was fast,
yeah,
a lot more chances, and yet there was still a long time, there was just that single goal in it, and then when Billingham equalised, the game was back on again.
We knew the game was going to be tight. This wasn't going to be a game where there was going to be a blowout, or, you know, it was going to be a runaway leader. This game was going to be tight, and we knew that, we prepared for that, we talked about it right at the start of the game. So, you know, like you say, it was really, really close. It was a 0-0 first period, and then 1-0 second period, and then we've managed to come away with a couple of goals in the third. So, really close all the way through. I think you have to give Billingham credit for that, because they stayed in the game as long as they possibly could. And I thought Flav was outstanding tonight. Potentially, he wasn't 100% fit as well. So, for him to stand on his head through that game, massive credit to him. But ultimately, we just had that one or two chances too much that went in the net, and thankfully for us, that meant playoff victory.
Both Dykminders, as you said, man of the match. Callum in your net as well.
Yeah.
Obviously doing what he's done all season long.
Unbelievable. Great. I mean, you forget that this kid's an under 20, you know. He's probably the youngest goalie in the league, certainly the youngest starter in the league. I know D-side have got a younger goalie, but the youngest starter in the league. And we've kind of joked all year about him not being able to get that shutout. I think he's only had one shutout this season, and he wasn't quite able to get that shutout again tonight, but it didn't matter because he'd done absolutely what we needed him to do in terms of this. Because there was a few moments defensively where, you know, we weren't quite doing what we needed to do, and we let a few chances. I think Mossy had one right in front with nobody near him that he managed to stop, and there were another couple that he managed to glove down. So, you know, this wasn't just about us shutting the door, it was, you know, he had to stand on his head as well. So massive credit to him, and that's ultimately why he got man of the match in the playoff final.
And then, as we said, Billingham came back, tied it. You had to absorb a bit of pressure and Billingham's tails were up, but then those two quick goals to go 2-1, 3-1, and that was the game right there.
Yeah, came at a great time. After that 2-1 goal, you know, it's time for us to kind of keep doing the same things and make sure we kept focused. You know, in occasions like this, sometimes emotion can get the better of you, and you forget what you're out there to do and forget your jobs. But it was on the bench, everybody was talking, everybody was about focus and just keeping going. And then when that third one, it's just that extra buffer that we probably needed, to be honest, just to make sure. I know there was a 5-on-3 to end the game there that we managed to keep possession on, which was good from our point of view. But 3-1 victory in the final, happy days.
You talk about the previous time when you won the treble. Different kind of team this year. When it first happened, there was a lot of senior players who kind of called it a day after that.
Yeah.
But this team, and it's probably a frightening thing for other teams in the league, but this team is average age 21, 22.
Yeah.
This team can get better.
Yeah, massive potential. Massive potential to get better. I don't think you can underestimate that maybe when you look at the top points scorers in the league, I don't think we do have one in the top 10, or maybe when we just have one in the top 10. We don't rely on one player. So I don't think you can underestimate that we are a team. And more than any other Sharks team I've ever been involved with, this is about everybody that pulls on that jersey on a Saturday night or a Sunday night contributes in a massive way. And as much, you know, we do have young guys with potential and we will improve. Our guys with experience, you know, signing Hutchie this year was just massive. More for in the room. Of course, on the ice, he's a good presence, but in the room. He just keeps everybody calm and he knows what to do in the right situation. And we've found it tough throughout the season. He's helped. So he's been a great going two import defenceman as well. I think when everybody else went two import forwards, that helped as well. But, there's no one single player that you would single out as saying he's the game winner. He's the reason we've won three championships. It's everybody, every single person that's pulled on a jersey has contributed as much as they can, which is the way we now want to continue as an organisation and improve and get better all the time and push on now.
And I know from talking to Martin in previous years, he's kind of attention to details and what have you, and I kind of guess I know the answer to this, but when do you start looking at next season?
Already done. We've already had those discussions. I guess the change this year from previous years is the structure of British ice hockey is it up in the air or isn't it? Nobody really knows what the structure is going to look like next year, so that will dictate, I guess, where we go and what we do and how our plans go. But those foundations are already in place, so we'll be working off a strong foundation and wherever we end up, whatever league we end up in, we'll be doing our best to replicate what we've done this year.
Must be a very good season, that's an understatement.
Yeah.
Trouble winning, I appreciate your time this weekend.
Thanks, Craig.
And enjoy the summer, and we'll catch you next year.
Thank you.